All right, I'm at Design for Persuasion in Ghent, and I'm with Laura, who's just going to introduce herself properly and tell us briefly about the presentation she gave this morning.
Yeah, so I'm Laura Walker-Hudson, and I work for Frontline SMS for the core team. And Frontline SMS is free and open source software, which you can download from our website, frontlinesms.com, which enables you to use a computer and a phone or a GSM modem and turn it into an SMS hub, which means that you can send and receive SMS to as many people as you like, wherever there's a mobile signal. So it's being used in the developed and the developing world by NGOs, and they really are focused user. So what I was talking about today was really that the idea for the software came from seeing how mobile in Africa particularly is everywhere, and how people are innovating and being very entrepreneurial and coming up with new ways to use technology that maybe the designers didn't come up with. So what our founder Ken Banks thought was, well, if we can put the power of SMS into the hands of community organisations in the developing world, then who knows what they could do with it. It wasn't then possible to really have a very cheap and easily accessible solution for that kind of thing. So Frontline SMS aims to do just that. We don't implement directly. We let people download the software and do their own thing with it. And we give them as much help as we can from our office in London using our community site, which you can access from the website if you want to have a look. So one of the things I was talking about today was a couple of things that we've learned, really, and one of them is just that we have to stay true to this vision of that the innovation isn't ours. So Ken had his idea and made the software, and since then the innovative, really clever stuff that is happening because the users are coming up with it. So the big lesson for me there is, we don't own your innovation, it's not us that are doing it. Ken likes to say, you know, I've never monitored an election, and I've never done trafficking monitoring in Haiti, but our users have, and that's what they're using the software to do. So the second thing really that I wanted to highlight as well was that we are lucky enough to have a really great community of users and developers working with us, and really excited about the brand and the idea and the software and Ken. And that's brilliant. And what we found was that people were willing to give their time to develop new and exciting stuff that sits on top of Frontline SMS. So not only can you now send and receive messages, but you can set scheduled reminders to go out. You can even start doing clever things with picture messaging. We're talking about having a version for Android, and that's all great. And I've no doubt that there will be users who will make excellent use of that stuff. But when I've been talking to users like a small organisation called Selak in Uganda, what they're saying is that they really use only the most basic. So they have a group of people in the software, they send them out a message every now and then. It might be scheduled, but they're probably still sitting at the computer at a specific time to sending it out. They're not scheduling it automatically or anything. Or a group in Coventry who just about managed to import contacts and set up groups that you could subscribe to, but that took them months. For a long time, they were just using very basic functionality. So really what I learned from that was, you've got to build for the 95% of people who are going to just use the basic stuff. Make that stuff really, really easy to set up and use, and really stable. So that's our big focus in the next year, is really helping with resources and also building the platform in that way.
Great. Well, thanks very much, and keep up the good work.